way. That's the bell.
You know who Bill Simmons is, right?
How do you not know who Bill Simmons is? Of course
I'm checking. Obviously a mega Boston guy and a Yankee hater.
Yeah, of course.
And he's been doing this all year. And he just tweeted out, a Dodgers-Yankees World Series is going to be so much fun to try and jinx him. I just retweeted him, and my quote tweet was, Richard.
There's a different name for that name.
Yeah, there is. It's a Simmons.
He's not wrong, though, because it would be a fantastic World Series. But yes, I
see him.
I see. Yeah, I see.
I see
you
him.
See what he's doing. You see through all of this. Welcome back to final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means the Crunch Exchange. It is time for that. I'm Alex. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. Steve is going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus involved in Toe's stories. Let's go ahead and there's a buy sell. There's also a pending option. So I still have not seen the Gordon Hayward injury.
I'm never going to.
Yeah. And I probably won't on purpose. There will probably be someone watching it and I'll catch it on accident at some point, but I already get the gist of what happened last night. So now the Celtics, without the first big offseason acquisition they made, he was almost the forgotten man this offseason, but he signed a 4-year deal, $128 million, to be the key guy before they went out and got Kyrie. So now the Celtics will be without him, and they're going to take a dip. How much of a dip? They kind of had to give away a couple of key guys in that Kyrie deal. Isaiah Thomas, obviously, Jay Crowder, an underrated big man. So a bunch of youth now needs to grow up fast. Here's the starting five. Irving, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, rookie Jason Tatum, likely Marcus Smart. So the prospectus, that starting lineup with a bunch of unknowns behind them, still a contender in the East.
The key here is what could you expect immediately from Tatum?
Yeah.
I think he's a good ball player.
It's going to take a while, yeah.
And obviously, I think Kyrie's totally legit. Marcus Morris, Orford's one of the better bigs in the country. He's not in Florida anymore.
Back in Florida,
he?
Yeah.
In the NBA.
Boy, that backcourt of front court of he and Joakim Noah.
I actually do like Marcus Smart as a backup.
Sure,
but
good six man.
No, if you're asking me buy or sell, do I think they're a contender? Right now, I'm going to sell that.
Oregon played Stanford on Saturday and put forth its worst offensive and defensive performance of the season. Combined, Braxton Burmeister and Taylor Alley went 5 of 13 for 33 yards and 2 picks. Only one wideout caught a pass. Brendan Schooler, he caught 2 of them. Those are bad passing numbers for Georgia Tech and Navy. Royce Freeman ended up having a nice day, 143 yards on the ground. Most of that came in one series in the first half. Stanford is a disciplined defensive team. UCLA is not. They are 128th in the country in run defense, averaging giving up 313 yards per game, 126th in total defense. They give up 523 yards per game. Basically, if Oregon can't move the ball on them, they can't move the ball. So the prospectus, the Ducks still average 467 yards on offense. Against UCLA, they hit 400.
UCLA gave up 457 rushing yards alone against Arizona, 605 total yards.
Worth noting the Ducks without Tony Brooks James probably this week
right.
as well.
Well, so. You have to use him to miss him,
sure.
Which they're not.
Good point.
So 400 total yards in this game. Oy vey. I'm going to try and be optimistic and say they get better this week and capitalize on an defense who got no D.
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy that.
No, that's not the sound that was supposed to make. Let's see if I have these sounds in here.
Wow, that was painful.
I sure don't.
The Todd father just roped one in the gap that the center fielder for Houston tracked down. So we go to the bottom of the fifth, one out, New York on top, 2-0, game 5. Do we have any hope here? All right.
I found it. Oh, my God.
Good way to sync up Steve and Alex.
Somebody
and buy time.
Somebody doing really good production work over here. I'm just going to go and point in this direction. I suppose we'd be crazy not to bring up Bryce Love. He was actually injured fairly early on in the game, still finished with 147 yards, 2 scores, 17 carries. It was actually his worst game statistically, but again, he didn't play the second half, and if he did, no one saw it because the game was over. Now averaging 198 yards per game, 1,387 total right now with 11 scores, so that's crazy. And just now, it seems like people in the country are starting to take notice, mostly because Stanford has 2 losses and they're a boring team. team that not many people outside the conference care about in general, but it's tough to argue with those numbers. So Heisman contenders, Saquon Barkley, JT Barrett, Baker Mayfield, Mason Rudolph. Those guys seem to be in the discussion. But the prospectus, you buy or sell Bryce Love as the favorite for the Heisman
the
right now.
The favorite. By the way, he's like 4 yards ahead or something like that of Barry Sanders, who rushed for 2,628 yards in a college
season. He was pretty
season.
Good. In like in 11 games or something? Or
it's
nine?
No, I think they played a bowl game that year. Ironically, his quarterback was Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State, now the coach. So is he the favorite right now? I don't think I could say that. You look around the country, a lot of times folks make a connection between the numbers and contention. So if Stanford gets another couple of wins and all of a sudden they're 8-1 and he's got 1,842 yards, I'd say yes. But right now, I think it would be Mayfield or the kid from Penn State, so I'm going to sell that.
The defense was really the most concerning part of the Stanford loss for Oregon. It was evident early they had no answer for the Cardinal in any facet of defense. They threw the ball at will. They ran it at will, and Oregon was in the top 10 in the country against the run, coming in, getting sacks, third down defense, you name it. Oregon was playing well on D until they stepped foot in Palo Alto. Now they have another road game against Josh Rosen, third in the nation in passing yards, second in yards per game. He slings it. Oregon's DBs looked really bad last week in the grass. They're again in the grass of the Rose Bowl on Saturday. So the prospectus, Josh Rosen averages 392 per game. That's a lot. Against Oregon, he hits 400.
Well, the bottom line is, for all that went wrong defensively against the Ducks, I'm going to put a chunk of that on the offense. You can't just keep going, all right, we're done, please make a stop. When that game was hanging in the balance and they were down 14 points and Stanford marched into their red zone, 4th and 1, they stuffed them. And after the offense gave the ball right back, they forced another 3 and out. They gave them multiple opportunities. The offense did absolutely nothing. No, Rosen is not going to throw for 400 yards. I'm going to sell that.
A former NFL agent named Joel Corey, who writes for CBS Sports, wrote a really long story today. I mean, it's like the Atlas Shrugged of columns. J.R.R. Tolkien thinks he writes needs to write shorter columns. But Corey went in depth about why the Patriots have struggled and posed the question, has the magic run out for Bill Belichick and the Patriots? His point is that while they still lead the AFC East at 4-2, the defense is the worst in the NFL, giving up 440 yards per. Tom Brady was sacked 16 times in the first 5 games. He only went down 15 times all of last season.
Jeez.
And the offseason moves, with the exception of Brandon Cooks, have not worked out. They gave Stephon Gilmore a huge deal instead of paying Malcolm Butler. They traded for Dwayne Allen, who still doesn't have a catch for them, instead of bringing back Martellus Bennett. Just a bunch of moves that haven't panned out, including their entire running back situation. But they're still 4-2, lead their division, and they still have all of those rings deflecting all the haters. So the prospectus, the Pats and Belichick have lost their magic.
Well, first of all, they benefit from this, as that Kansas City and the Steelers look like the other best teams, and they're okay. There's no great teams out there. And it's 6 games in, and like you said, for all their troubles, they're 4-2, so I'm going to sell that one.